For our assignment this week, Brother Jason told us to bring a verse about patience and tell how we can apply it in our lives. And find it. First Peter 2 verse 20 says, "For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." Sometimes throughout the week, I have times when I, you know, somebody thinks I did something, or and here I might not have been the one that was at fault, or I don't think I was anyway. And instead of just trying to prove to them that it wasn't my problem, I should just listen and endure it, and just because I can benefit from it either way.
I got Romans chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. "And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope." I think patience has a lot to do with perseverance. And I tried to put that into practice this week. Like, if I was working or something, and things get challenging or not quite as fun as they usually are, you can't just stop, but you gotta keep going and just work patiently, and the end result is almost always rewarding. And I kind of thought that kind of goes along with the spiritual life too. Things are the same way. Sometimes things aren't as fun as they normally are, and you just gotta patiently go through it, and you'll be rewarded in the end.
Patience is something I'm really trying to work on, just with whatever happens in my life that I may get frustrated with that doesn't go my way, or in any case, just being patient for things to happen. I got this verse: "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." And we all know that passage is a really good passage, but I notice that when it's talking about love there, patience is one of the things that it mentioned like four times in different words, and I thought that was really neat.
I've got a verse here in Wisdom of Sirach 16:13. "A sinner will not escape his spoils, and the patience of a godly man will not fare badly." And I thought about how, for myself, it's a good thing to work on being more patient. I tend to, you know, think I have all my plans ready, I want things to go, and, you know, kind of feel like I can see, you know, how things should turn out in the future, but it's good to just be patient and let things, you know, unfold day by day, so.
And James 5, verse 7 and 8. "Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. You too be patient, strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near." And I really like the saying, patience is a virtue.
I got James 1, verse 2 to 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And that's really nice, because we really need to have patience, and going through trials, that really teaches us to be patient and just wait, and God will help us through it.
Ecclesiastes 7, last part of 8. Patience of spirit is better than haughtiness of spirit. Galatians 6, 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Love is patient, love is kind.